Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons on the day the Red Sox lost out to the Orioles for Pete Alonso. After they lost out to the Phillies for Kyle Schwarber, even though they never made an offer. And we're going to spend, I think, much of this program complaining about it, bitching about it, wondering what they are going to do. We will talk to Adam Schefter at 3:45, Lou Maloney we have scheduled for 4:30. We also at 4:30 will have another QB Under the Tree giveaway. And as we told you yesterday, I think it's a good one. We shake all those boxes. This felt like a good one. This felt like a really good one today. So you're going to want to be tuned in at 4:30. But right now, Ted Johnson joins the fun in a Pat Patriot shirt.
Yeah, who'd have thought?
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, you know, every now and then.
Fun.
I thought, you know, thought I don't have any real Patriots swag, so I thought, you know, the company that I really enjoy buying clothes from, Grayson, makes these different shirts. I got a old throwback Houston Oiler shirt that I love, and I got this one.
I love that logo. That's one of my five favorite logos.
The best uniform.
Baby blue. There's the oil derrick on top. It's iconic.
It doesn't get any better. Side note trivia, my sister, my big sis, Elise, was a derrick doll, as they called them. The
really?
For the Houston Oilers back in the day.
Really? The derrick dolls.
They were called
that. That would have been a good quiz with Stiz question.
Yep.
What did the old Oilers call their cheerleaders?
Derrick
I would
dolls.
Have never gotten that.
Yep. So,
wow.
Well,
maybe if
go.
We hold on to it long enough, you'll forget.
And then you would have yelled at me for the question.
Yep.
All right, Ted Johnson's here. It is a little after 3 o'clock. Even in our misery, it's time to do some three-point stances.
Green 19!
Ready!
19!
19! Yeah, there you go!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and it's brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're the Red Sox, and you suck, and I hate you.
Wow.
That's your best one ever.
Just you suck.
And you suck.
And I hate you.
And I hate you. And you ruin my Christmas. Well, you got to get Glassman.
Turn this around. Yeah, can Glassman come in here and turn this around
I
for us?
I think they can.
Too
and,
much negativity.
If we want them to turn it around for us, 617-777-7777. It's 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Pete Alonso is a Baltimore Oriole, and we have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
I'm a sucker, and I'm Lil Gullible Andy, and I need to redirect my optimism. Certainly not on the Red Sox anymore, so I'm going to look down to Foxborough, where the Patriots are 11-2, and I'm starting to realize maybe this team is special. Maybe it's got a little something special going on. We've talked about the talent and how they pivoted from T. Higgins to Milton Williams. They pivoted from Chris Godwin to Stephon Diggs. And all these things just seem to work out perfectly for them this season. Then I was listening to the Pete Schrager podcast, and I heard Josh McDaniels talking about his year off, how he basically did nothing. He was a dad. He got healthy. He lost weight. And it reinvigorated his love for football. Mike Vrabel used his year off that same year to go to Cleveland to consult for the Browns. That made him realize how much he loved football. And then those guys come back to New England, where the draw was natural for them because of their past experiences. It's just starting to feel like 2001, Ted Johnson played on a football team that somewhere along the way, people said, that team's got a little something special going on. I can't put my finger on it, but it's different. These Patriots feel special. Everything feels like all these puzzle pieces were up in the air and they just came down with gravity and fell into place. The Patriots are special. Learn something from them, Red Sox, because you suck.
Wait,
I forced that at the end.
You should have just stuck the landing and waved to the crowd.
Am I being Lil Gullible Andy overly optimistic that like all these things seem like they're kind of falling into place or feeling special for the New England Patriots this year?
No, so thus far it feels pretty sun-kissed. It feels pretty star-crossed. Like this feels like a magical ride. Almost, dare I say, too magical. Talk to people out of town. Talk to people up in Buffalo. They are absolutely like stymied as to how this has happened.
And I also think
this was supposed to be their new year, not ours.
It happens in relation to the rest of the league, and we're seeing the rest of the league not be special, right? Like the bulk of the league, you're not like they're not special. Oh, you're signing Phillip Rivers. You used to be the number one seed.
There's not anything. I think actually it's fair enough to say that in a year that is devoid of special across all 32 teams, 8 divisions, both conferences, this is your perfect time to prove that you are the most special.
Because I feel
okay. You guys, hit,
we're being
hit
too
it,
optimistic.
Stiz. Yeah, Stiz, hit it. Let's go.
Is this Charlie Brown?
It's Charlie Brown.
Yeah, this is Linus and Lucy.
You remember what Lucy does to Charlie Brown all the time?
She takes the football away.
It symbolizes eternal painful optimism. The theme being that hope in the face of repeated disappointment, the courage to try again even when history suggests failures. It reflects the unfairness of life. Charlie Brown's helpless midair flop is comedic, but also symbolic. Sometimes you do everything right, you trust, and you still end up flat on your back.
Yeah.
That's you guys. Two little, getting all suckered into all these things with the Red Sox, saying that the Patriots are special. All right, cut it, Stiz.
I don't know. It's really catchy, though.
It's just a little bit too much.
So the Patriots are not special.
Give me something.
What do you mean? Why are they special? Because they have 11 wins?
No. Because basically,
the worst schedule
every move they've made
the NFL?
Has worked out. Every move that they've pivoted to, even when they missed on things, it was unanswered prayers.
So the season's already a success. Like, no matter what happens from here.
Oh, I do actually believe that. But now I'm feeling more and more like it could be the ultimate success. That this team could have a horseshoe up its rump and could go as far as we would have never expected it to go because they got a little Midas touch or whatever you want to call it going around from Mike Vrabel.
Now, fan is short for fanatic, obviously, and we can be fanatical about our beliefs in the team and our hopes and our wants and our wishes. And is sports fandom fun without a little blind faith every now and again, without a little excessive optimism, without a little unfounded belief? Now, we have foundational belief.
But there's also, you got to be kind of, objective, too. You guys do sports talk radio.
Sure.
You got to give your –
What does objective have to do with sports radio?
You got
to
be objective, and you got to look at things in a way that – hey, here's the pitfalls. These are some of the weaknesses. This is what you got to look out for. Instead of just, it's rainbows and lollipops.
Over here on the left-hand side of the highway is the HOV lane. On the right-hand side is the FAN land. Okay, that's where I ride. Anyway,
finish
long story short. I had it right there. I whipped it right up in my head. Anyway, long story short, yes, that's how I roll. I don't think that, but the season isn't over yet. My one concern about this, Andy, is that there was so much momentum heading into the bye week after 13 weeks, 11-2, that now it could, I'm not going to say that, you know, time will just randomly derail it, but things were going so well. It was almost like, no, don't stop the train. Don't, because it's hard to start it back up again and have it run just as well. Because I'm just a big believer in momentum. Coming off a bye week against a Bills team that just found a way to win a huge game against a tough team in the snow, they may be coming in with the kind of momentum, I don't know if you believe in this stuff, Ted, that could make Sunday tougher than advertised.
But we'll go back to what makes this team special. I want to know what makes this team special.
Virtually everything that even we questioned and we thought made no sense has worked out for the positive.
What did we question?
Cutting Jabril Peppers. And he's one of your top 20 players. You can't tell me he's not. Oh, okay, that worked out for you. Or as I said, going back to the offseason, if you believe Albert Breer, their first choice was T. Higgins. If you get T. Higgins, you don't get Milton Williams. Milton Williams has been a integral part of this team, the run defense, leadership, the whole thing. If you get Chris Godwin, you probably, I'm assuming, don't get Stephon Diggs. But Stephon Diggs has been the centerpiece of this recalibrated wide receiver room. I think right on down the line, even Will Campbell, we saw him go off with a towel over his head and you're like, ah, left tackle's done for the year, right? And then you're like, wait, did you say he might not be done for the year? He could be back for the postseason. I feel like every turn where we thought something was negative, it ended up working out for them in the short term or the long run. That's that specialness.
Would make this season a special season?
Winning the Super Bowl.
So if they don't, then it's not a special season.
No, it'll still be a special season, but I'm starting to buy that this could go all the way because you put their specialness in relation to the Chiefs. I mean, the Colts, for example. They're a team that was supposed to be the number one seed not long ago. And since then, they traded two first-round picks for a guy who got hurt. Their quarterback had one injury where he broke his leg, and then playing on the broken leg, he gets another injury. He's out. They just feel like all of a sudden snake-bitten, like so the opposite of special.
It's all coming up.
The Chiefs are out there. Joe Burrow's out there.
Grandpa's coming back to save the Colts. Watch out now.
I'm telling you, this is. I've seen special before, Ted. You were part of special, and I see special again.
All right. Very good. Very good. Just wanted to flush that out a little bit more.
Damn right.
You know, special sometimes also is very, like, it's ethereal. It's intangible. I think we all have a different definition of what special is. In this case, thus far, special is memorable. It is a memorable season, no doubt. Special is, hey, wow, look at what the greatness they've accomplished, because if they lose every game the rest of the way, 11-6 is still pretty damn good. It'll be a disappointment if they finish 11-6, obviously. That'll be a down note to the season. And special means they've turned the ship around in the right way. To me, this season is already a massive success. I don't need them to win the Super Bowl for the season to be a massive success.
I don't know about that. Ugh.
Is it Super Bowl or bust?
They've shown to us that what they're capable of. And for them to, I don't know, limp into this playoffs and get bounced in the first round by a low seed, yeah, that would be, to me, disappointing.
Yeah, that would also not be special.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, there's...
AFC Championship.
Everyone has...
Is that special?
It would...
Yeah.
They have to advance.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I didn't say get bounced. I'd say, like,
you can't lose the rest of your games and it still be special. Like, I expect this team to get at least... to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of do, too, because I'm expecting them right now to be the one seed. When I look at all the other schedules and what's going to happen and what you should do on your schedule, you should be the one seed.
So they're in the division game round.
Division round. Yep. Okay.
Division round, win that.
Where's that game?
You're in Gillette Stadium. It's in Foxborough.
So win that game.
Yeah.
And then after that, okay, it could go off the rails. You could lose to Josh Allen. Somebody could do something special. But, yeah, I'm with you. And it's funny because, Ted, if you remember, I was kind of mocking you in... When was that? Early October at one point. I go, the Patriots are going to be in the AFC title game in Buffalo. Well, no, they're not going to be in the AFC title game in Buffalo. They're going to be in the AFC title game in Foxborough.
Mm-hmm.
So you were
Did
a little
Stephon
bit wrong.
Diggs give you a bag of pink and blue stuff before this segment?
What do you mean? No, I love sports, and I love live radio when we have something like the Pete Alonso. I don't love that Pete Alonso is not on the Red Sox, but I love the energy that reacting to breaking news brings to sports talk radio. Yes. I really do.
There you go. Fair enough.
There we go.
And I hate the Boston Red Sox. Fitzy, are you ready?
I have a lot of... That's a tough act to follow up.
Yeah, good luck. And I don't have a bag of anything to help you with this. But here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just going to stick to the Red Sox. I'm obviously, we're all super disappointed that they didn't get Kyle Schwarber. I hold on to things for so long, I can't even get over the fact that they didn't hold on to him 4 years ago, let alone make an offer proper to bring back Kyle from Waltham. I may never get over Pete Alonso signing with Baltimore and being given a terrible offer by the Red Sox for fewer years and less money, the same way I'll never get over Butler being benched or Macho Grande. But if the Red Sox are going to do, as they told us, and improve this team significantly, they're going to have to make trades. They're going to have to go out and get several players now via the trade market, which is a shame because you're going to end up depleting the youth on the team. You're going to have to deplete the farm system. And purchasing people during free agency means you don't have to deplete the farm system or the current major league team. So, yeah, you know what you're going to have to do now? You're going to have to go out and get one or two pitchers. You're not going to be able to keep up with the way that the Yankees and the Orioles and the Blue Jays are going to hit home runs. You're going to have to make a defensive pivot on this team. Stock up on arms. Find out what it's going to cost for Joe Ryan. Go, you know what? Go get another reliever. Get two relievers. Form a super, super, super pen at this point. And yeah, you're going to overpay for Bregman and maybe get a complimentary player like Polanco. Boy, I just talked myself into a super mediocre Red Sox season.
I'll take mediocre. I'm looking up at mediocre right now.
I'm sitting here. I'm talking with Dan during the break on what the Red Sox could do that wouldn't be like so inordinately cost prohibitive in terms of trading away players on the team now as well as the farm. And I'm looking at MLB.com's rank by position, rated by WAR and age, all the best position players across the diamond. Most of the best ones, the top two in every category, are gone. Signed, oddly enough, by other teams that have less money than the Red Sox, no less. The Sox are just not going to be able to just go out and shop and put together a team that's going to keep up with the reconfigured Orioles, the perennially competitive Yankees, and the World Series caliber Blue Jays.
Why is that?
Why right now?
They? Yeah.
As currently constituted, they're not good enough. The Red Sox right now, okay.
But why don't they... Why aren't they competing with those other teams from a monetary standpoint? Why aren't they spending?
That's a question that is, sir, I believe the phrase people use is above my pay grade. Yes, Dan Ball.
Yeah, that's not ability, that's desire, Ted. They're not competing with them monetarily because they don't desire to compete with them monetarily anymore.
You're right, Dan. I was listening to Jun Lee last night on Early Edition, and he says that the feeling at the Winter Olympics, or Winter meetings, are that the Red Sox just aren't in the same spending sphere. As the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Blue Jays, and that there's a, quote, level of acceptance that's the way it is in Boston now. So
yeah.
That's troubling.
Amongst the media, amongst the team itself, it certainly isn't amongst the fans because I think...
Obviously, it's about it's the feeling around other front office people that he's talking to at the winter meetings.
Yeah, we have
their understanding is that the Sox have decided to lower themselves from that upper tier of expenditure.
And it would suggest, last year you saw they were 12th in spending, and the two teams in the World Series were in the top five. So it just goes to show you that they've clearly pivoted to a different philosophy. And to think that this year, suckers, they were going to do anything different, that's on you guys, man.
And you know what? And now back to... Okay. All right, Snoopy's done dancing on Linus's piano, on Schroeder's piano. And now this goes back to what we were saying earlier in the first hour. The only way the Red Sox will ever get this message is if fans just say, I want to love this team, but I'm not paying the money for the shirt, for the ticket, and the hot dog.
But yeah, it's just not going to happen.
But see, so you create a vicious cycle where be like,
the people that are buying the hot dogs and going to the games are not necessarily mostly Red Sox fans. You know that, right?
Not all of them, but a good portion of them.
They're not worried about.
Well, then they've
that stuff.
Then they haven't anymore. Really created a Major League Baseball team. What they've created is Baseball Disney. They have created an ancillary entertainment product that does exist in the biosphere of MLB, but does not compete with the same teams that they used to snatch World Series from over the first two decades.
Correct.
When they seemed to care more or had more people in the front office that desired to compete as opposed to toe a bottom line and a profit margin.
They don't care as much. That's bottom line.
And they've kind of done it right out in front of our faces, right? Like they talk about the Fenway experience. They don't talk about the Red Sox experience. They're talking about the Fenway experience. It's a landmark. It's America's most beloved ballpark. Come out and view it. This is the same place where Ted Williams and Babe Ruth played. They've kind of done it right before our eyes. And then we're like blind to the fact that it's actually happening and they're not going to invest. And Sean McAdam, he was on with Arcan last week last week, talking about where they're willing to go and where they're willing to not go. And where they're willing to go is one part, and they're not willing to go what you talked about.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays are going there. The Mets go there. The Dodgers go there. They're not willing to do that. And
did you see what they did offer Pete Alonso? Have you heard that report?
It was fewer years and less money.
There you go.
Yeah, which blows my
significantly
mind.
Significantly less.
Who in
but that's amazing.
But nobody thought he would get what the Orioles gave him, though.
No, I know, but I don't. You weren't even in the ballpark,
right? No one thought that. And they compared that contract, Pete's, to who's the other
Schwarber.
Okay, to Schwarber's, and no one thought he was going to get even close to what Schwarber got, and he went over what Schwarber got.
Spotrac had him at $28 million a season for 5 years.
Yes, Dan Ball.
And Mark Feinsen of MLB.com this morning did say that he was seeking out a Schwarber-type deal. So maybe that was new as of the morning, but there was starting to be some rumblings that the fourth or fifth year was coming out.
Then the Orioles did the smartest thing they could, probably listened to Mark Feinsen, looked at Spotrac and said, you know what, he'll probably get this done today. We can beat the Sox, the Jays, and everyone else. Let's just go $2 million over what he adds.
And they were willing to spend the $150 for Schwarber. So basically, they tacked on $5 million to what they were already preparing to
spend. To cross the finish line. Yeah.
They were kind of doing math the way we do math. Oh, you traded Devers? That means you have $31 million to spend, or you have this slot. That's kind of what they did. We had a Schwarber slot. Oh, we didn't fill it with Schwarber. Why don't we fill it with Alonso?
Don't ever forget this, guys, too. This information is year old, but the Red Sox made $574 million in revenue in 2024. Mm. They were 23rd in the league in terms of percentage of revenue used on payroll. 23rd. The top three teams, the Mets, who, you know, LOL, but the Dodgers and the Blue Jays.
This is not a profit-oriented business, the baseball business.
Biggest lie in the history of Boston sports.
Cross behind his back.
Sam Kennedy, you sit on a throne of lies.
Brutal.
Hey, we can push mine to later.
Okay, that's true. I mean, we have another segment before ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Absolutely.
And Andy, guess what we're doing during that segment?
We're going to bitch about the Red Sox. We're going to bring in the listeners to bitch about the Red Sox. We'll bring in some texters to bitch about the Red Sox. 617-779-7937. Up next, we bitch about the Red Sox here on
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
WEEI Afternoons. Back here at WEEI Afternoons. Reminder, an hour from now, not only will we have the gift that is a QB Under the Tree autographed football, which, I don't know. I'm just saying that there's the potential
what are you saying?
To be.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying.
Can I
think it's going to be a good one. I think you should know the play call.
Can I tease it further?
Probably be listening when we open that package.
I was a terrible present peeker. I was a sneaky McPeaks growing up. I always would look around the house to see if I could you know, garner a glimpse at what kind of gifts we might be getting.
Me too.
And now I heard there were some footballs around the house. So what did I do? Went snooping around earlier. Might have seen a couple of them. Better know that play call.
Know that play call. At 4:30.
Better know that play call.
4:30, we'll also talk to Lou Maloney down in Florida for the winter meetings. We'll see what his reaction to Alonso is, maybe his ideas for a pivot moving forward. 3:45, we will talk to Adam Schefter, but we're going to continue our three-point stances here. So, Dan Ball, take it away.
Yes, sir. Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so I read this really good article in USA Today about how they're going to fix the college football bracket. I'm kind of fascinated by college football right now because of all the stuff that's going on, so I'm just tuned in to everything that's going on is just kind of a travesty, but it's kind of fascinating at the same time. And USA Today gave just three kind of bullet points in which they can make the college football playoff better. And I tend to agree with them. And here is point number one. With 12 teams, how should the bids be allocated? Get rid of automatic bids. No more automatic bids. Conferences have become so big that conference championships are no guarantee for pitting the league's two best teams against each other. Also, with the apology of to the little guy, no conferences should be guaranteed a bid. All right? That includes the group of five. Pick the best teams, period. No automatic bids. All at-large selection. So that means keeping the committee? Yes, but with the changes of the construction of the committee. So no more sitting former athletic directors should be allowed on the committee. There's nothing about being an AD that makes you an expert at ranking football teams. And athletic directors have other things. Athletic directors give off the appearance of bias, if not outright inserting bias. And then last but not least, who should be on the committee? Boot the ADs, come up with a mix of former coaches and media members, perhaps include analytics nerd as well, if that sounds crazy. Remember that for many, many years, the national championship was awarded based on AP media and coaches poll.
So the only one question I would have, I don't hate really any of those ideas. The one question I would have is, would you put, while you don't guarantee conferences bids, would you put a limit on the number that can come from a conference like the SEC? Could put in the whole SEC?
Well, you put in the 12 best teams.
No, I know. I just think it would get, they got, how many did they get this year?
Four?
Like, I just think it would be heavily
Georgia,
weighted
Alabama,
to the SEC.
Georgia, Alabama, Ole Miss, and maybe only three, actually.
Yeah, get rid of the conferences.
That's my favorite idea. Is the Fox Sports came up with a super conference idea where only the top 25 teams in the country are in one conference. That's big boy college football. That's going to be basically the Big Ten, the SEC, those teams. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else is in just, they know what they're in, right? They're in like a secondary. It's almost like the old days when you had 1 and 1A or whatever, yep, and kind of divvy it up and just let everybody know what they're actually doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right now, which conferences, let's say it stays similarly aligned. Which conferences do we believe should, if they don't eliminate conference champion auto bids, I feel like there's only four that should automatically get a bid. You get one coming out of the Big Ten, SEC, maybe Big 12, and the ACC. And then after that.
ACC?
Yeah, I don't even think
ACC is getting, but the ACC is adding teams and they're pumping money into it.
But
what other conferences? Conference USA, Sunbelt?
Do we want the best 12 teams, or do we want to just make it fair for all these conferences?
Well, I mean, we don't have the best 12 teams this year, and that's a no-brainer.
Okay, I'm just saying, we're trying to fix it. And,
right.
And the way you fix it is we're throwing out these ideas. You know what's funny about this college football thing, too? I swear, I thought no one's going to be angry about not, you know, the 12th and 11th teams aren't going to be, you know, the teams that are like 13th and 14th aren't going to be mad that they didn't get in because it's 12 teams now. And I have been more wrong.
Still there. And the other thing that is interesting is more people around here care than I thought they would. Because we're not in Alabama. We're not in Texas. We're not in the heart of college football country. I've heard a lot of people talking about this. And I'm not talking about on the radio. I'm talking about just like at the gym or no. Part of it's Notre Dame because they're such a big fish and they're not in it. But people care.
Well, yeah, you know, Lane Kiffin, big, you know, what he's doing, just more emphasis on the calendar and, you know, kind of how the athletes are getting screwed over is unbelievable. So I just think that's an interesting topic that's kind of being brought up in college football now.
And the other aspect, like you just said, the athletes getting screwed over, there's a lot of, it seems like everybody's upset. I guess that's my question. Who's happy with the current system? Like almost, because did you see the thing with Troy Aikman? He wrote a check for an NIL kid at UCLA. He said, never met the kid, never got a thank you note, and the kid transferred away from UCLA immediately. And he said, I'll never write a check again. Like, so he's done with the NIL. Yeah. Troy Aikman's going to contribute.
Nobody
to
writes
the
checks anymore. Anyway,
like who's happy right now? I mean, I guess some of the kids are.
You know
happy.
Who's happy? ESPN, Fox, all yeah. the networks that cover
Lane
college
Kiffin.
Football. We're all talking about it. It's you know, college football, you know, this is, it's a big story right now because of how screwed up everything is. So the networks are loving it. Ratings yeah. are going to go up.
But I don't know that you want to be popular because you're screwed up, right? You want to be popular because you're good and you're entertaining, right? And you're
so what, are people going to hate watch the college football playoffs?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm kind of going to.
We're
going to
watch the playoffs.
And everybody.
And when we normally don't, because it's, you know, now it's like NCAA basketball style.
It is.
To some degree.
And when James Madison gets smoked, then people are going to be like, oh, but you couldn't put Notre Dame in because you had to have James Madison
What happens when Ole Miss, who is officially the team that I've adopted as my favorite for the college football playoff and will be rooting for the whole way, when they beat Tulane by 27, I mean, they'll have to stand, like, are you happy now? Like, we didn't want to do this, but, like, we made unwatchable football programming, television, entertainment. Like, this was their choice, not anyone else's.
Who's their choice? What do you mean?
The selection committee for putting in Tulane over Notre Dame or a bunch of other teams that would probably give Ole Miss a better game.
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines because, Ted, you've elicited some responses here. Let's go to Bill in Westfield. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen, this whole conference championship thing is BS. All right? Notre Dame deserved to be in there. Alabama's a three-loss team. Miami gets in, and they didn't even participate in their conference championship, and Duke is left out? I mean, let's cut the crap here. This is a bias bull crap for the SEC and the Big Ten to get into every single thing.
Thanks for the call, Bill.
Man, the Big Ten and the SEC have a lot of pool.
A lot of yoke. They got a lot of yoke now. That's just the reality. Now, some of the conference thing is Notre Dame was mad that they felt the ACC was promoting Miami, both on social media and then I guess maybe in some emails. They kind of told people how they were going to promote Miami, which I get it. They're part of your conference. Isn't that part of your conference's job to promote the teams within the conference?
The Big Ten also has eight. It's not the Big Ten.
But it was
18 teams.
They were promoting the team that leapfrogged Notre
Correct.
Dame.
Right. And, well, we all know Notre Dame's different. They've always been different. I mean, you grew up, they were different, right? They're Notre Dame. They're special. They're unique. They have their own TV contract.
They used to think they, I mean, they think they are, but I'm not sure
they
are.
They haven't
won
anymore. In a while.
Yeah.
1988 was their last title, I believe, right? So it's not like they're pumping out titles like.
89. They beat the Colorado Buffaloes in 89.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Then lost to them in 90, though.
I didn't mean to do that. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. Top of the hour, we're going to take a little look, early look at this Bills-Patriots game. It's a big one on Sunday. But up next here on WEEI, our weekly chat with Adam Schefter here on WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Okay. Back here on WEEI Afternoons, awaiting our weekly phone call with Adam Schefter. And we are still kind of complaining, bitching, whatever the word is, about the Boston Red Sox and their failure to land a big bat this offseason, despite the fact that they promised us a big bat this offseason. And it is December 10th.
They can still make trades, right?
They can still make trades. And I know there's even names out there, whether it's a trade for Marte. I know our guy Dan Ball still dreams about a Fernando Tatis trade. Corey Seager. Like, there's names out there.
I'm not as interested in Seager. However, you get me a Tatis and a number two starter, maybe bolster the bullpen, I'll start walking back a little bit of my Fenway frustration from the first hour.
All right, let's go to the guest line. As I said, we're joined each and every week by ESPN's Adam Schefter, who is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Mr. Schefter, how are we doing this week?
Andy, Nick, and Ted, how are we doing today?
We're good. Well, we're bitching about the Red Sox not getting Pete Alonso, so not great. But I actually wanted to start there with you. As an information guy for the NFL, when free agency starts, you have a lot of news on your Twitter right away. Boom. All these big fish are signing contracts, big deals. I wonder, what's your view of the way it works in Major League Baseball? I don't know if you've maybe even talked to, like, Jeff Passan or those guys over the years, where their free agency period is usually a little bit slower and sometimes can be drawn out over 4 or 5 months. What's your view of that? Do you prefer the way yours works?
You know, it's funny. We have an insider's text chain that Adrian Wojnarowski started, where it was me, Woj, Pete Thamel. We added Passan. Woj left. Shams got added in. And we often text about certain topics. I've often discussed a lot of news with Woj. Shams has called me a couple of times and asked me some questions. I've never discussed free agency with Jeff. And I don't know that I would like it the way he has it. There's a part of it that's appealing just in the sense that you have a little bit of a break. Like, in my world, the NFL world, it's, to me, it's like 2 days, 2 weeks that are really intense, but it's that really that 4-day period, that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, where the league year, where the free agency starts Monday. It's almost inhumane. Like, it just goes around the clock for 4 days. So the only equivalent I could draw to it would be like when you're in college and you had, you know, final Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, and you're going from one test to another and you're pulling all-nighters and you get done and you're like, ah. So that to me is like the NFL version of free agency. Baseball is just all spread out. So, again, I would say it's like taking a final every week for 5 weeks. That really would be the best analogy I could use for you.
Boy, I'd love to be a fly on the wall of that text chain. Wouldn't that be fun to be on part of that text chain?
Right, put it on Signal so we can hack it at him. that would be a ton of fun. So, Adam, looking at the Patriots, obviously coming off the bye, huge game, looking forward to this Sunday. But regarding Drake May, it is really fascinating to watch his meteoric rise at this point now. We're talking somebody who is an MVP contender. He is the leading Pro Bowl vote getter at this point. You go to NFL.com, you go to the Patriots Pro Shop, you cannot even get anything resembling a Drake May jersey at this point. It's unbelievable. So, everywhere. So I wonder, do you feel like there's a chance Drake May, Mahomes fell out, the kingdom is collapsing, you know, he's playing Josh Allen, could win the AFC Sunday. Do you think there's a chance Drake May could soon maybe one day be the face of the NFL?
I think you have to
I think you have to kind of win some trophies before you're getting to be the face of the NFL. Look, I think he's going to be one of the faces in the NFL. He's got absolutely got that chance. And the answer of how high that will be or how impactful that is or however you want to describe it, I think will be spelled out in postseasons. You know, the reason Tom Brady became Tom Brady and the GOAT is because he just kept winning Super Bowls. If Drake May wins a Super Bowl or two, you know, oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, Josh Allen is one of the faces of the league. He hasn't won a Super Bowl, but he's won the MVP, and he's produced. And I think that, at the very least, that seems to be a trajectory that Drake May would appear to be on right now. Now, look, it can change real quick. Jaden Daniels, a year ago, was like that, and this year he's had a lot of injuries. The team hasn't played well. They're not winning. It's not as accentuated as it was last year. So I think the key is just winning. As long as you're winning, you're going to be getting more recognition than you care to have. But you got to keep winning. They're doing that this year. People are recognizing him. I think the two are connected. And as long as the winning continues, so will all the adulation and praise.
That was this week's Drake Take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive.
Adam, I don't want to ask you a question based on a tweet you sent out just under 20 minutes ago. It's already got over 200,000 views. That's insane, my man. But let me just read the tweet, and then I'd like you to expand on it if you could. But you just tweeted, NFL Executive Vice President of Football Ops Troy Vincent informed teams today that the collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and NFL Referees Association ends in May, making this the final season of the agreement. The league now views this as an opportunity to take significant steps to improve officiating, pending union agreement. Can you expand on that at all, Adam, and just tell us, you know, maybe how the league views the officiating this year and what this all means?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there clearly are some issues with the officials. I can tell you that teams think that the officiating is subpar and are very unhappy. And on top of all that, you had Troy Vincent today basically come out and say that the collective bargaining agreement with officials is over this spring. And so I think the officials right now, you know, I've been texting with a few team officials. One's texting me right now as it's coming in, but this guy's pointing out that the officials already are preoccupied with the lockout. And then this summer, the league sent CFL officials to training camps as part of a partnership, quote-unquote partnership, and officials all viewed the CFL officials as potential replacements.
Interesting.
You know, I got another guy texting me, you know, if you want more time with the officials, make them full-time. But you can't complain about it publicly that you can't access them. Focus on the accountability for the officials. So, again, you know, the league is presenting the viewpoint it wants out there. I got it. But there are a lot of different viewpoints about this particular issue that we have not heard the end of just yet.
So, Adam, I believe it was Monday night you broke the word that the Colts were going to work out Phillip Rivers. Then they added him to the practice squad. Then I see him doing a press conference. Is there actually a chance that Phillip Rivers is going to start this week?
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's definitely a chance. I think it's – I don't know how to give odds on that, but – it's going to be him or Riley Leonard, and Riley Leonard's got a sprained ligament in his knee, and, you know, they brought him in to play him. So I don't know whether he's playing this week or next week or the week after, but he's going to come. He's going to play at some point in time here, barring some setback. Now, in all honesty, I don't mean to be negative Nelly, but, like, he could pull a muscle in, you know, while he's – going through practice. That could happen at any point.
Or at lunch.
Right? Or getting out of bed.
Right.
Like the rest of us.
Exactly. You know, yeah, exactly. So, but, yeah, barring that, I think he's going to play as early as Sunday. How about that? Like, he's going to play, and he might play Sunday. And it wouldn't be a surprise. I mean, to me, it feels like he's going to play Sunday. That's what it feels like, but I don't know that just yet.
Pretty cool when he was coaching his kid's high school team. They ran the Colts offense, and he kept in touch with Steichen. So just adds to the drama.
Yeah.
Adam, real quick, we did a thing on our station's website, WEI.com, where we had one of our Patriots writers rank the 25 most significant moments from 2000 to 2025, a little quarter century poll for the Patriots. 25 most significant moments in the Patriots franchise. If you were to just sort of throw one out there, what would your vote be for the most significant moment in the last 25 years for the Patriots?
I think, did they draft Brady in 99 or 2000?
2000.
April 2000.
That's number one.
There you go.
Okay.
That was easy.
Number one. And by the way, where'd that come in on that?
Like third or actually top seven?
Yeah, we didn't make the list. We're going to rip it apart later in our show.
Okay. Let me just give you a few random moments, okay?
Yeah.
I would say drafting Brady, number one. I would say Mo Lewis's hit on Drew Bledsoe, number two.
Yep.
I would say Adam Vinatieri's field goal against the Raiders, number three. Those are three things right off the top of my head that just instantly jumped to the top of my thinking.
What I love is I was there for all three of those, so that's pretty cool. Hey, Adam, one more before we let you go. You also tweeted out something that I find fascinating. It's got to be the longest day of the year for you, and that is draft day. And you're saying that the NFL has notified teams today that it is shortening the time between picks in the first round from 10 minutes to 8 minutes, which is – so I did some math. And, 32 times 2, that's 64 minutes we've saved now with the new format. Are you happy about that?
I know most every single fan, 99.99% of the people will be happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
But from a TV standpoint, it's not great for me because it's hard for me to get time on air as it is because there are so many voices to get on between Mel and Lewis and Herbie and whoever else is doing it, the draft, Mel, Booger McFarland and Greeny and I'm always, hey, I got to trade, I get thrown. And sometimes the timing doesn't last. So two fewer minutes, that makes it harder for me. So selfishly, I don't love it, but I understand that everybody else will.
All right, Adam, appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
You too, Adam. Thank you.
That was a very interesting chat right off the get-go, learning that there's this secret club of information guy text chain.
That must be.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I just want to peek in on that conversation.
Imagine the stuff that's bandied about in there.
Yeah. All the almost trades, this is going to happen. Oh, it didn't.
Yeah.
How do I do it? Do I run with this? This is how I got it. You guys got me some advice.
I think that's kind of cool. The major newsbreakers all have this secret little
fraternity. Club
Was Rap Sheet in there?
No, I don't think he was. It was interesting.
Poor Ian.
Also enjoyed that I believe he read us a text from a person in the NFL on air in regards to your question, and that person was bitching about the officiating, and he's reading it word for word straight from his other phone, which is proof that he has multiple phones. Obviously, all the big wigs do. But
rarely do you hear anybody in that peripherally works for the NFL kind of – say as bluntly as he said that people aren't happy with the officiating.
And now they're joining the fans. The fans have been unhappy for a while. Now the league is apparently sort of internally admitting that they're not happy with the officiating.
And remember how we talked about they couldn't flex the Patriots game from 1 o'clock to 4:25 as we had kind of hoped or wanted them to do this Sunday because the 4 o'clock slate is just dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
I have now officially moved my game of second most interest Sunday to whatever 4 o'clock game it was going to be. To whatever the Colts game is.
Phillip Rivers
start. I'm sorry, the car wreck / oh my God, I can't believe he did that factor of that game. He's got to start Sunday.
Adam wanted to say it, but didn't want to say it because he knows if he says it, then we put it out on social media and everybody says you said it.
Yep.
But yeah, he clearly was intending.
How can you not
want
to watch
That's going to be must see TV one way or the other. You're right. 617-779.
Wearing a bolo tie.
7937. He said he's a little heavier, Ted, than he used to be when he retired. A little chunkier.
Right.
If you did your little test,
more weight
grabbed
behind the ball.
The little love handles there.
I bet you got more velocity now.
But Phillip Rivers might be playing on. We know Drake May and Josh Allen will be playing on Sunday. Big football game, 1 o'clock. Gillette Stadium. We're going to do a quick look ahead, start to lay the foundation for what's one of the biggest football games of the year. And I've seen people say the biggest home football game for the Patriots in a long, 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 long time. Patriots-Bills up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.